Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hello, welcome to the Moving Up Show. Juicy, what Disney sing-along will you be singing today?
After last week's Sleeping Beauty, this week is Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
Yeah, that sounds great. Josh, what foodie delights you have for us today?
Today, I'm making griddle cakes.
The Moving Up team will be interviewing Colin Richardson from the Isle of Wight College about a fundraising challenge. Come on then, let's get started.
Hello, this is Josie Shores of Disney Sing Along. This is a timeline of Walt Disney films. I'll be picking my favourite songs from the soundtrack and singing them for you too.
Which film have you chosen this week, Josie?
This week, I'm talking about Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
Tell us about the film.
It's about an innocent, kind-hearted witch, Miss Price, a magician, Mr. Brown, and three children off on a venture on a magic bed. They're also trying to find the key of a good spell to defeat the Germans in World War II.
That sounds exciting. What are the songs featured on this film?
Well, number one is Substitute to T-O-E Locomotion. It's about when Miss Price is practicing the spell to make things come to life in an army. Number two is Portobello World. It's about where Mr. Brown takes Miss Price and the children to town to find the missing pieces of the book. Number three is my favourite one, Beautiful Briny Sea, and I shall explain to you why. Because when they first got into animated world, it was like an adventure exploring and they can breathe underwater and all this dancing along with all the fishes.
Sounds beautiful. Take it away, Josie.
Bobbing along on the bottom of the beautiful briny sea. What a chance to get a better peep at the plants and creatures of the deep. It's lovely bobbing along, singing the song on the bottom of the beautiful briny sea. What a chance to get a better peep at the plants and creatures of the deep.
Bravo, Josie.
Thank you all. This has been Josie's Shorts from Disney Sing Along. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you will join me next week.
I'm Josh. This week I'm making griddle cakes, a recipe suitable for Lent.
What ingredients do you need for griddle cakes, Josh?
You will need 250 grams of self-raising flour, or 8 ounces, 125 grams of butter, diced, or 4 ounces, 100 grams of caster sugar, or 3.5 ounces, plus extra for sprinkling, 50 grams of currants, or 2 ounces, 50 grams of sultanas, again 2 ounces, 1 teaspoon of mixed ground spice, grated rind of half a lemon, 1 egg beaten, 1 tablespoon of milk if needed, and oil for greasing.
It's nice to see hearing the old terms, ounces. What do you do with these ingredients then, Josh?
You will need to put the flour in a mixing bowl or food processor. Add the butter and rub in with your fingertips or process until the mixture resembles fine breadcrumbs. Stir in the sugar, dried fruit, spice and lemon rind. Add the egg, then gradually mix in milk if needed to make a smooth dough. Knead lightly, then roll out onto a floured surface until 5 millimetres or 1/4 inch thick. Stamp out 5 centimetres or 2 inch circles using a fluted round biscuit cutter. Re-knead the trimmings and continue rolling and stamping until all the dough has been used. Pour a little oil onto a piece of kitchen paper and use to grease the griddle or heavy non-stick frying pan. Heat the pan, then add the cakes in the batch, re-greasing the griddle or pan as needed and fry over medium to low or about 3 minutes each side until golden brown and cooked through. Serve warm, sprinkled with a little extra sugar or spread with butter if liked. Store in an airtight tin. You've been listening to Joshua's Recipe of the Week.
I am Chaz, and I've got the Jackmeister with me. Dun, dun, dun. Say hello, Jackie boy.
Hello, Chaz.
We'll be talking about Destiny. It belongs on all consoles. Fair enough, you know. Like, it's on the PS4, the PSs, the PCs, and the Xboxes too. Have you ever heard of Destiny, my boy?
Yes, I've heard of Destiny.
So, what have you heard about Destiny? Dun, dun, dun.
Well, I heard that a staff member at college talked about it with me. I haven't actually played Destiny, so I probably won't know exactly what it's about.
We will know more about it today. I will be discussing it with you slowly and in depth. Dun, dun, dun. So what do you want to know then, boy?
What's actually the place it takes? Yeah, where it takes place?
It takes places on different planets like Mars, Jupiter, and the Moon. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, and what weapons do you use?
We use laser weapons. We have different functions, so we have the lightning thing. We have the power of the boost that will go up to you and you shoot them. Cause kaboom, this game is rated 18. So adults, please make sure your kids are not playing it.
Dun, dun, dun.
So Jack, have you ever heard of the armor they use?
Oh, it's sort of like futuristic armor.
The armor, you have the choices of different disabilities. So you can make yourself super strong or super weak. See, I'm very super strong. Can you not tell by my deep voice? So, Jackie boy, I hope you enjoy the more descriptive words of the word of Destiny. So, I get to give you the more information. What would you like to know?
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, I'd like to know who you can play as with.
You can make your own characters, such as Metal Man, really strong. At Metal, you could be an alien, or that you could be a human being. My character is half alien, half human being. The missiles are so fire and so death, like my voice.
Okay, what else is there to go on?
You can do world against world maps with different people, and it's also online. This is why adults should make sure the kids are being safe. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, okay, so is there like a single player campaign or just multiplayer?
It's also on single player campaign as well. When you're doing missions, it's so much better on your own. That's all for today, folks. I'm out of here. Bada bing, bada boom.
See you later.
This week, we are interviewing a guest, Colin Richardson, who works at the Isle of Wight College and is planning to run the London Marathon. Colin, do you mind telling us about yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Colin. I'm 40 years old. I work here at the Isle of Wight College teaching carpentry. And before that, I worked on a building site as a carpenter.
Why are you running the London Marathon?
Last year, my sister-in-law ran the London Marathon. I went up to watch, and the atmosphere on the day was incredible, really, really good. Really enjoyed it, and I thought I'd just really fancy a part of that. I'd done the Couch 5K a few years ago and thought it'd give me something to aim towards and to go for.
When is the marathon?
The London Marathon this year is on the 28th of April 2019.
How far exactly is the marathon?
The marathon is 26.2 miles, which is round about 42 kilometres.
Blimey, that could be a long day. And how long do you think that'll take you to run?
I'm hoping to do it in under 5 hours. If I do, I'll be really happy.
How long have you been training for the marathon?
My training started on the 8th of December. It was a 20-week plan, running 4 or 5 times a week, every week up until the marathon day.
Which charity are you raising money for?
I'll be raising money for the White Brainy Bunch.
And what does that charity do, Colin?
The White Brainy Bunch provides emotional support and information and support for families and people affected by brain tumours. They provide financial assistance to families that may have to travel to mainland hospitals. They provide specialist equipment that would assist the day-to-day living. They can fund appointments for specialist therapies such as counselling. And they can provide short breaks for days out with terminally ill people for the families to make memories.
That must be such a support for those families going through a hard time.
How can people donate?
People can donate. I've got a Virgin Money Giving page, which is www.virginmoneygiving.com/ColinRichardson11.
Well, thank you, Colin, for your time. We all wish you well and good luck on the day. And one last thing. This is how you to donate. www.virginmoneygiving.com/ColinRichardson11.
Well, we really enjoyed the show. I hope you did as well. We have had a visitor today, Alicia, our original chef.
Hi, this is Alicia. It's good to be back on Vectors Radio. Josh, what are you cooking next week?
Next week, I'm making a savoury recipe.
What is your song next week, Josie?
Well, after this week's Bed Knobs and Broomsticks, next week will be the Songs of the South.
This is the Moving Up Show, part of the 4P Project on Vectors Radio and the Arvite College. You can listen to us on 104.6 FM and online.